And you're not going to leave either, so you might say...
I'm staying too.
Mm-hmm. And, or you might say... Another way, you might say... very short, you might say... He might say, I'm not going to leave, and you might say...
I'm not either.
What would you call this part of your head?
Forehead.
And this part? Here? Top?
Hair? No, top of your head.
What would you call hair on your face like that?
Mustache. Or beard.
What is this?
Ear. Earlobe.
And this is, which ear is this? This is the...
You want me to name it right or left ear or what?
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh, and this is a...
Left ear.
If somebody's maybe mumbling, you might say, take that chewing gum out of your...
mouth.
If, you might say he has a chicken bone stuck in his...
throat.
What about gozzle? What would a gozzle be?
I guess your nose or something.
Yeah. You'd have a dentist look at your...
teeth.
What would you call the flesh around your teeth?
Gums.
And you could hold a baby bird in the... of your hand.
Palm of your hand.
He got mad and doubled up both...
this.
And he shook his, at the man. He shook
fist.
His... people get old and complain they're getting stiff in their...
bones.
And what would you call this?
Knee. And cap.
Uh-huh. And all of these, this one and this one and this one and this one together would be called...
bend joints.
And, what about the upper part of a man's body? Say he's got a broad...
chest.
They measure the height of a horse in...
inches.
Uh-huh. And if they measured it like that, they'd be measuring it in,
I don't know, feet or something right there.
Uh-huh. This is a...
palm.
Uh-huh. And this is, the whole thing, is it?
Hand.
The pain ran from his heel all the way up his...
body. Back.
Uh-huh. And you run with your...
feet.
And, let's see, this part of your body is called a...
ankle.
And this is a...
leg.
And,
leg.
Both of these are... two
legs.
Somebody's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but still looks a bit...
sick. Drowsy.
You might say he's a big fella. He's kind of big and...
fat.
Mm-hmm. And if he's can lift heavy weights, you'd say he's...
big and strong.
Would there be other ways to say that?
Muscular.
Uh-huh. And he might be...
built.
If someone has a good disposition and everybody likes, you'd say he's very...
lucky, I guess. I don't know.
Uh-huh. And if he's, you know, just a... maybe easy to get along with, you'd say he's...
a good friend.
And maybe if you had a horse that was easy to get along with, you'd say he's...
easy to ride.
Or maybe a dog might be... you might say the dog's very...
tame.